to know through the frequencies of great music, great interconnection that Prince was. Untrained, but not without the uninterrupted talent that the great creator God Almighty bestowed upon this spirit. Just like the same talents that are bestowed upon you and I. Many were blessed. Many were fortunate. We all were fortunate to see one of the, to be a part of this physical life of the greatest orchestrator, in my opinion, of all times. Yes, Whitney was magnificent, the voice. Yes, Michael was amazingly talented and gifted, but none were as refined and polished as Prince. So I just want to say to all of you, today was a very beautiful day. The brother has made the great transformation, and he so deserved to do that. It's never goodbye. It's only I'll see you later, because the great energy of life can never be extinguished. It can only be transferred. And that's something that we all can hold great confidence in. There should be no misery. The misery is misery of death. What they call death is for those that know not life, while the promise of peace is eternal. As this brother continues that great eternal journey, I would say that he has left us much to remember, much to reflect on, much to do, and much to be thankful for. And I thank you all for sharing today with us on this Wise Thursday. And before we get going, I just want everyone to say, I mean, I would just like to say to everyone, make sure your harmonic frequency encourages someone, brings joy to someone. Bless them with your great energy. And that is the greatest investment we could ever make, is in one another and all living things around us. Thank you. Thank you, Prince. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, go to go to Black Talk Radio Network and reach out to Black Talk Radio Network during this crowdfunding campaign. And you can see it there, the crowdfunding digital black media. We have a crowdfunding campaign that's going on to support the network. And in supporting the network, it's important because this is a network that was put together by another great spirit, and other great spirits were attracted to it. All of the programs that are on Black Talk Radio Network identified with Scotty's direction. All of you, the listeners, identified with the direction that Scotty has established, now has become our own, because we have decided to willfully engage in the collective prudence of taking care of this network and all that are here. From the listeners to the show hosts to people that haven't heard of Black Talk Radio Network yet, they will, as we continue to support this network so that it will continue to grow and to meet the demands that it was created to do. So this is a great opportunity for you to financially support the network, which is so necessary in order to keep the radio live, the shows live and continuous throughout Monday through Friday. And as we move along in this time, in these moments, the expansion of the many events that Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project will engage in. And the thing that is so necessary is that the network is going to need your energy, your committed energy to that fulfillment. And how can you do that? You can do that by making a contribution or a donation The first option in the donation at the crowdfunding is to give $24.99 or less via PayPal. Just send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And with that first option of $24.99 or less, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and the social media operations via email. Second option would be for $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly report and the social media operations, you will get a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you make a $50 contribution, you will receive two t-shirts. If you make a $75 contribution, you'll get three. If you make a contribution of $100, you will get four t-shirts. And make sure each t-shirt, you have a size for each t-shirt that you are going to receive. Next option, which is the better option, is a monthly contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the reports, the email report, the free Black Talk Radio Station Matters t-shirt, Black Radio Station Matters, excuse me, you will also be eligible for gifts for your contribution as a token of appreciation to you for your financial support, Black Talk Media Project. And I would just say, ensure that you put the right sizes and the appropriate shipping address for you to receive your t-shirts and the prizes and the information that you will be eligible for with the option three. Option three is the best one. Please, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network during its crowdfunding campaign. So with that being said, tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network. And like I said, please try to schedule some events this spring as we move further into spring, as we move into summer. Please try to schedule some events in your towns, in your cities, in your local communities that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured. And this would actually grow the network because it's very important that we do that. So now's the time for us to energize the overall direction of Black Talk Media Network. And with your support, there is no boundaries to what can be accomplished. And we appreciate you and all of you that have already contributed. We appreciate and love you sincerely for what you have done and made that commitment to us. And we are responsible to bringing you the best that we possibly can do. And we definitely do appreciate serving in providing a service to you. So with that being said, now, everyone, let's go to Tando Radio Show for what's in the news. We were unable to have a show yesterday because of technical difficulties. The radio station has to do maintenance and to maintain its overall, the equipment and everything else, which is very tedious and very troublesome. So just want to thank you all for hanging with us during that time. So we were yesterday, we didn't have a show, but we still were able to post some things, and we moved yesterday's show on Wise Wednesdays. A lot of people contacted me, say, hey, we're having a Wise Wednesdays. Brother Davis is fine. Brother Davis is here. He's coming. We just, the radio station is doing maintenance today. So I'm so glad, because Wise Wednesday, Wise Thursday is today, is so important for all of us because it gives us a proper balance. And that's what the overall design of everything is, to keep us in balance so that we can actually be in position to have the leverage that's necessary to fulfill the talents that the great creator has given us. So with that being said, let me jump to the bottom. There's a bunch of stories that are here that we need to get to. So let me just pull this up and then we will jump into it. And then we will get to Brother Davis, who is standing by waiting to serve you. So now, the first story, which I don't have yet. Here we go. The first story comes from, and this was yesterday, came from Wall Street Journal. Obama lands in Saudi Arabia for talks with the Gulf leaders. We're going to talk about this tomorrow and everything else. Let me tell you something. When you're in a position when you're in a position of advantage, you don't travel anywhere. When you're in a position of disadvantage, you got to get on a plane and go somewhere else to see someone who is in a position of advantage. So we're going to talk about this and what this means. This is, once again, is a part of the purge and is actually going to be key in the overall financial instability that they are going to bring in collapsing the common person's economy. Next one comes from one of Mexico's most known and most active and most dangerous and world-renowned volcanoes has erupted yesterday. That happened yesterday. Next one comes from Politico.com. This one, and I said, this is the commentary, telling you everything. I will remind you what Harriet Tubman said. I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more, only if only they knew they were slaves. This is a slap in the face of Harriet Tubman to put her on any form of currency or cash when it is nothing more than a slave coupon. And a wage of a slave is debt. This is a slap in the face, but it's also telling. It's telling where this starts. By 2020, you will already know that the revaluation and the change in the overall common person's economy here will have been completely shaken and will be full blown at that time. Well underway. Many of us would think that this is some form of tribute or is us making progress in the struggle. It's neither or. This is a clear indication of what the agenda intends to do and what the overall projection is. So we're going to talk about this, and I'll give my full thoughts on that with Harriet Tubman being placed on the currency, on a $20 bill, which is nothing more than a $20 debt. What is paid, the wage of a slave is debt. So, going to continue. Next one, this one came from Brother Bragg. Thanks, Brother Bragg, for this one. Great, great one. NASA admits to spraying Americans with poison chemtrails. Boy, never fails. We're going to talk about that later this week or into some next week also. Next one, here it comes. This came from Daily Mail. .co.uk. Fresh evidence links the Saudi Arabia government to 9/11. Remember what Saudi Arabia said? We'll drop the T-bills, and they are the third largest holder of U.S. Treasury. They're going to drop them. Why? Because they have to, but we'll talk about it later. Next article. This one came from the ECB. The European Central Bank, and they basically laid out their quantitative easing program. In the U.S., I wrote, in the U.S., it was MBS, mortgage-backed securities. In Europe, it's corporate bond buying, CCB. Both are a means to the same fate, setting the stage for the great everyday person's decline. And we'll talk about that at another time. Very, very important. Next article. This is probably one of the most important articles in preparing as to what's going on and what you need to know. This one came from the Washington Post. One of the nation's largest pension funds could soon cut benefits for retirees. The Treasury Department is expected to decide on May 7th if it will approve a plan to cut pensions benefits for 270,000 truckers, retirees, and their family members. 250,000 truckers. And this is just the beginning of all of this. And this was my commentary that I wrote. All you need to do is whatever it is that you can do by preparing while that opportunity still presents itself. By all means, the only thing you should be ignoring is any impulse not to make ready. ready or not, the collapse of the former life you've known is at hand. So you definitely need to, and we'll talk about this at the appropriate time, something that you need to pass on to friends, family members, and because this is, it's not me just thinking that these things that have, they have been unfolding for a while. So you need to appropriately respond to these things. And we will talk about some of those things. Next one comes from, this goes along with, they call this the purge. Just now, Obama won't admit Saudi Arabia's enemy pretending to be a friend. And this is going along with the whole involvement with so-called 9/11 and everything else. But I'm this week, tomorrow or next week, I'm going to give you my thoughts on this, what's really going on. And what's really going on, this is going to be plausible deniability for Saudi Arabia to dump those treasuries. Why? Because they have to. This is why Obama had to go there and why he was received the way he was received. So we'll talk about that later. Next, on alert, China deploys troops as North Korea plans another nuclear test. Sputnik brought that to us. Next, this comes from IBT Times. Obama, Saudi Arabia speech is there. Next one, the storm. This comes from Wire.com. The storm over Houston has been dropping a month of rain in an hour. That's over 15 inches of rain fell on parts of Houston early Monday morning. Check out that article. Next article. This is a critical, critical one, just like the one with the Teamsters, the truckers, and the cutting of the benefits for the retired and the pension funds itself. This story is huge, and we will definitely cover this. U.S. really might stop producing pennies. It's not just pennies that they're going to stop reducing, and there's a reason why. One is they're too broke to do it. Two is because they don't want you to be able to protect yourself in any form of way in this collapse that is going to happen. Every empire that fell into financial times started to cut. First, they took silver out of their currency. Then they stopped, out of their money, coins, and then they stopped producing them. This is what is going to happen here. Next one, former NBC boss asserts his grandson damaged by vaccinations. Next article, NATO believes there is a justified concern that ISIS will carry out a nuclear attack in Europe. And I would just say to you, if any form of nuclear device goes off anywhere in the world, you will be under martial law conditions in 24 hours. It doesn't have to be a U.S. target. It doesn't have to be one that has an interest of the United States. If a nuclear weapon is used anywhere in the world, the United States will go into martial law within 48 hours. Next, Brother Braggs just reshared that post of the U.S. might stop producing pennies. Then we have the genuine genius. I want to be your lover. Why you want to treat me by Prince? Some of the YouTube video from some of the live performances of the Great Spirit, the brother that has so blessed us, and we were so fortunate to see some of his talent and allow that talent to work through our lives. So check out that very, very. I would say they had him. I think he was listed as the 24th most influential artist ever. Nah. Number one, in my opinion, because of what he was able to do in the short time that he lived, and how much and how many people he affected, how many people he brought into the industry, and what he did, the stance he took in the industry, and his ability to play multiple instruments as being self-taught. Amazing. So that is some of the things that we have posted there. And we have Brother Davis in queue, and I don't want to keep Brother Davis waiting, so we're going to go to Brother Davis right away on Wise Thursday. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yes, I am, brother. How are you?
How are you, brother? Much love, much respect to you. Always good to hear your voice and ready for another important balancing.
Excellent, class. Because I am feeling superb today.
I hear it. And not only that, I feel it. So, you know, Brother Davis, I just want to once again say I appreciate you and Sister Davis so much for just sharing this time with us and your love and concern for everyone and everything that you do. You do because of the kindness of your heart and because of the direction and the free will of your sincere, godly nature. And I just want to thank you and Sister Davis so much for that.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you, actually, what we do is an act of love and a spiritual law. So we stay balanced on both sides. I'm blessed to have someone like Eric, and don't get it wrong. But like I say, whenever two like minds come together, we don't see eye to eye on every ideology or every subject matter. But like everything else, it's a work in progress, and we're enjoying the work.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. So, Brother Davis, right at 5:30, we're going to jump to a commercial break. It'll be three commercials that'll be there just to give you a heads up. So just so you can kind of gauge where you are. I don't want to take too much more of your time. I'm going to be here listening, and at any time, if you need something, I'm right here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to get off to a rousing start tonight, because tonight we're going to focus on something that we have spoken on a number of occasions, which is truth, and how we accumulate truth. Now, the important thing I want you to understand is that truth, spirit, and meditation all work in hand. Yeah, absolutely. They all work hand in hand. And the reason being is because when your truth is following the right teachings and the right guidelines, or what are the right teachings, the right guidelines? Truth varies from person to person. That's why it's important that we have what's called an obedience factor. What is the obedience factor? That obedience factor is meditation. And see, your meditation allows you to place your truth into your subconscious, so it actually becomes a part of your daily consciousness. So when I say your daily consciousness, when you get up in the morning and you're ready to go, what you meditated on and planted into your subconscious becomes a part of your flesh now. So therefore, you can walk the line not worrying about being bound, because literally your subconscious and your conscious are trying to achieve the same thing. And what's unique about that is that it's all dealing with how your spirit grows, because when your conscious and your subconscious are trying to achieve the same thing, then your spirit's actually balanced. And the reason why it's balanced is because it has given control and taken it away. And what does that mean? It has taken away from your emotions. Okay, somebody walks up, steps on your feet. You could say, God damn it, and snap. Or you could say, excuse me, knowing it wasn't your fault, but yet you can keep moving without a wave disruption. See, that's what's called the power of spirit. So literally, when we do as we have been doing, the basic lessons that I have been giving you, we are bringing balance to ourselves. Because see, now I have to give you an understanding of why that balance is so important. And that balance is important because of your peace. And believe me, these things are not hard. They're natural. It's just that your body has been so inundated with Westernism that literally, it's hard to keep track. When I say it's hard to keep track, there's a multiplicity of agents or agencies that are hitting you with deception every day. And the sad part about it is some of that deception is coming in those programs that are hitting you as you go through the operation of your day in any environment. You know what I mean? Like if you're driving a car, you got to still obey the natural traffic laws, because the natural traffic laws keep everybody from having an accident. And these principles have been taken from our natural laws of the universe. And the reason being is because they are functional. Do people operate outside of them? Yes, they do. Is that by design? No, it's not. So when people do something that's not by design, they have to clear an area for those people who are doing that. It's like a racetrack. If you like to drive fast, then what do? You connect with a racetrack where that's what they do. So when you go there with your car and you meet the criteria or the standard of that track, you can go around that track as fast or at the fastest limit that track will allow. Now, one thing about those type of facilities and our facility, meaning our body, we have to be able to maintain a consistent control. And that is why we have Wise Wednesdays. One of the unique things about our, our consciousness, our original state of peace is literally an extension of our consciousness. And what do I mean by that? When you were in a tomb, when you were in your mother's womb, okay, and nothing disturbed you, you were in a natural state of peace. And your consciousness was being controlled by the universal blueprint of life. So you, at the point I found out that your egg was literally fertilized, you go through 9 months. During that 9 months, different processes go to work. They bring out your senses. They bring out your physical features. They bring your joints in. They bring your skin in. They initiate the enzymes. All of this takes place in a 9 month period in order to produce a human. Now, here's what's so unique about that. It is so universal that there are points in time in which people have initiate the baby making process early. What does that mean? Well, they have preemies. And in having them preemies, they're now outside the womb. Their peace has been disturbed. But if they're maintained with just the natural ingredients that the mother had in the womb, they will still fulfill that process. Oh, will it be bumpy? Absolutely. Do some not make it? Absolutely. But that shows you of the universal natural law of life that you're a part of. It is much greater than that. But that should at least allow you to understand that if you stay within the parameters, you can achieve amazing things. And see, here's what Westernism don't want you to know. That you have a power that you possess, that when everything is in alignment, everything that you control, mind, body, and spirit, when they are in alignment, and you open yourself up to a obedience, like a meditation, you can do things in your conscious life that you would not think you would be able to achieve. But because you have an obedience, you can literally put the rules and regulations of what you're trying to achieve in those natural laws and transplant them into your subconscious so that they could literally come out through your conscious and be a part of your flesh. And that is one of the reasons why peace will play a major role in the conversation tonight. We're about to go to break. Keep in mind when you get back, we want to talk about, I'm going to be focusing on peace. Also, be by your phones. Have your pens and papers ready. Write down your questions. Write down information. Because when I'm off air, there's still a due diligence called living that you want to incorporate into your life. So take enough information so that you can do your own due diligence and expand on your own. That's the natural process, brothers and sisters. Now, we're coming up on a commercial, so please be prepared, because when I come back, I'm going to expose you to one of the most magnificent tools we have in our human body. And it is yours to do as you please, as long as you stay within the natural order of universal law. And everybody who is conscious is doing it. So why not you? So after the commercial break, I'll be listening for an opportunity to answer your questions. If you feel like you got a call because of a certain point that I'm pointing out and you want to follow up on it, please do. If you think you have a question that you want to put out there and you wrote it down and you're looking for an opportunity and you call, please bring the question forward. because we have to be discerning about the time we have, because it gets more valuable every day. So we're coming up on 6:30. Listen to you after the break. Look for the calls. Thank you.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm beginning to open my doors to allow the information that I give you to be a tool for you. Now, understand how I said that. This is not going to be something I can do for you. It's not something you can ask someone else to do. The only person who can operate these keys and function and make your circumstance better is you. And the reason being is because we deal with self here first. Is it uncomfortable at times? Absolutely, it's comfortable, uncomfortable, I'm going to tell you. Because this meditation thing, when you begin to go through the door and you begin to ask yourself the questions, because that's what you have to do with truth. You see, truth doesn't come to you. You have to ask the questions so you can expose it. And then when you expose it, you got to be disseminating enough to make the right decision. Now, that plays a role, because even though you know it's true, many people don't accept truth. No, they don't. You know, some people will even go as far as say, you know, I know that's right, but I ain't doing it. See, that is what you call destructive, because that creates a stress. An immediate disease is innated. And when I say innated, I mean you invite it in to your body when you don't accept truth, because you stress behind it. Now, what does that mean? But did you ever do something and say, wow, a half hour later, I wish I'd have did that differently. Because if I'd have did that differently, I could have got a better outcome, or I could have got the outcome that would have been just. You see, that's building your spirit. Your spirit cannot be built without challenges. Okay? And the sad part about it is that we give in to those challenges quite a bit. We give in to these challenges. We don't even think about it because this is what Westernism is designed to do. Deceive you to think that that challenge will not help you grow, but will give you a temporal relief or satisfaction. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you know you're going to do something that you ordinarily would not choose to do, oh, you're going to get some what they call temporal satisfaction. And that temporal satisfaction may not be what you want, but it may be what you want. I've been on both sides of this. And see, that's what makes truth so heavy. So let me give you a personal experience so you get an understanding. All right. Me and my wife, who is my best friend, we literally were on different sides of a thought process. The thought process was, you know what? I want to buy this guitar. And she said, baby, that's rather expensive. I said, I know, but this is the one. I mean, I felt this when I came in. She said, did you see the price on it? So naturally, right away, she's giving me a what's called basic opinion. Now, the truth is, it is expensive guitar. But there's other truths that are involved, okay? And one of the truths that are involved is that it wasn't that I could not afford it. It was the fact that it was I could have chose something else. So did I make the decision right away? No. But the truth came into play with the program, okay? The program was I really didn't need that guitar. The truth was, I wanted that guitar. So I had to deal with me in reference to that decision. Okay? Now, in the long run, I did not buy that guitar in that instant. No. I ended up putting it on layaway, and over a period of time, I could get what I want and she could get what she wants. But you have to understand that the truth is always going to come up against the program because the program is telling you to do what it wants you to do. And you've seen it. You've ever watched TV, you've seen advertisements. And those advertisements are the program. Hey, you got that old car sitting in the back? It's not worth anything. Bring it on down to Harris. We give you $4,500 and we'll put you in a brand new car. Now, here's what Harris not telling you. You bring that old car down there, we're going to push the car price on this new car up $4,500, and we're going to give you that $4,500 to put on the down payment of this new car. So that new car that was $23,000 is now, it's coming down for $4,500. It was like $18,500. So you think you're getting a deal. The car only costs $18,500 in the beginning, and Harry's looking at you making payments for 60 to 72 months. Who wins? See, that's why we must place truth above the program. Now, I'm giving you these on material things because this gets very personal to me. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to get very personal for you because that's what truth does. Truth allows us to build ourselves up, or it allows us to do ourselves in. And what do you mean by that? Well, you know, you've been there when you was young and sitting back and you had this female who was very nice and about 18 years old, 19 years old. And you enjoy each other's company and everything. And, you know, in the back of your mind, your hormones are raging. This is just a natural physical body process. This is, everybody goes through it. Okay. So now you get to talking, okay, we're mature enough, we can discuss this, and you get to talking about some things that literally may be taboo to one, but they won't say that because they don't want you to think they're not mature enough for this conversation. And the other may be moving from the fact that, well, I'm enjoying her company and she's a very nice person, to, wow, I mean, she's sexy. Look at them eyes. Look at them lips. Look at them hips. So you're allowing yourself to allow your truth to take the road you choose. And that road, once again, comes down to right or wrong. Okay? So you might decide that night that you two have known each other long enough and you've invested enough in her and she's invested enough in you. And before you know it, you're making some adult decisions that really you didn't need to make. But all of the programs are telling you to make them. You've seen it on TV. You've seen it in school. Your girlfriend's getting together in the court and saying, wow, guess who was out with so-and-so last night? Yeah, they went to the movie and dinner. I can bet when he got back to that door after spending that kind of cash, he wanted a little more than the kid. You know how the conversation goes. But this is where the balance must kick in. And when the balance kicks in, you can literally make a decision based on self. And I see so many these young girls that I talk to in my different organizations that I'm connected with. They'll be saying, you know, he looks so cute. And yes, he does. He's a young man almost at the top of his prime. And he talks so sweet. Yes, he does. The program is teaching how to engender his voice so that he can make it mellow, feel comfortable. Yeah, I like your eyes and that your outfit looks really nice. And you looking back at him saying, yeah, well, I appreciate it. And you dress pretty spiffy too. So what do you got planned? Before you know it, y'all making plans to do something else. And not thought about what you did last night. And then 4 weeks later, here you are at school sitting back saying, yeah, well, Friday's coming and I'm here to go downtown. I get paid. So I'm probably going to see if we can get some tickets. And you look up and she smiles at you and she says, you know, we need to talk. Right away, you said something. But because you made a decision and she made a decision that dealt with self in an adult situation that really you were not prepared to make, now you have to deal with the fallout. This is why it is so important for us to identify ourselves and find our peace. Because when you identify yourself and you find your peace, you can literally separate those things that manipulate you. Remember what I talked about? Oh, he looks so good and talks so sweet. Well, those are sensations. Oh, and the way he touched the stroke of my hair while we talk, that's an emotion. We have to move these things out of the way when it comes to truth. Because they bring a little bit of tainting. What is tainting? That means that you're taking away from your ability to make the best decision by being influenced to make a decision you may not want to make. So that's why it's so important for us to keep the self in balance. Because when you keep self in balance, you can always say, you know what? This is getting a little bit too hot here. And maybe we ought to just step back and reevaluate where we're going with this. And even if we even want to do this, I mean, I want to go to college. I want to be able to see some of the world before I start making decisions like this. You see, when you start thinking like that, you think in terms of what you're trying to achieve for you. And not being victimized by the very things that are also a part of you. Your sensuality, your emotions. That is why we must talk about the content of our spiritual nature, connecting with ourself and finding peace. Because once you find peace, I'm going to tell you, nothing will disturb you. Nothing. And if it does, it's okay. Well, if I can't do anything about it right now, I'll do something later. And my wife gets upset with me sometimes because she tells me, well, you know, baby, if you would just do this now, that's true. But I mean, I'm relaxing here. My mind is somewhere else. Just give me this moment and I'll make it work. And, you know, that whole concept of men are from Mars and women are from Venus, people would like to believe that. That's really not true. And the reason why it's not true is because women represent something entirely different in the universe than what men represent. And that's because of the content that they bring in. I really don't want to go into there right now, but believe me, the universe stays balanced because women play their role. And the role of women is in a much more power position than men. Because guess what? And I'm going to leave it at this, but the world cannot propagate, be fruitful, and multiply without the service of a woman. Now, some guys will say, oh, yeah, well, we need to be a part. We are part of that process, too. That's true. But women are born with eggs that are all female. There are no male eggs in women. You see, so your role literally has to be endearing for a woman to even put herself in a position to allow a male child to be born. But don't take my word for it. Look it up, because that brings revelation into one's truth. And see, that's what we're about. Because once you have a revelation about it, then that truth becomes your truth. And once that truth becomes your truth, you can elaborate it from your own personal experience. So let's get back to understanding the balance. You may not know it, but in 1 minute, 1 minute, you inhale and exhale 18 times. That's right. And what's unique about that is called the biorhythm harmony. Your heart beats 72 times. So that's a 4-to-1 ratio. And this is common in all humans, not just you. And the more you activate your physical self, or you transcend your physical self, you can alter that. Oh, absolutely. That's just one of the many skills you have. And that's why that meditation plays such an important role to us finding balance in what we're trying to achieve. And the first thing that we need to find balance in is in our peace. Because when you think about it, when you come in that house someday and close that door, you don't want to hear nothing out there to the mall. Nothing. But that's not uncommon. But that's what makes meditation such a release. Because in your state of meditation, as you begin to sink into your breathing process, by the way, which is also healing. And for those of you who don't know, that it's a part of the system of natural healing called Qigong. And I'll go into that later today, a later date. But I want you to understand that everything that I'm giving you will only enhance you mentally, physically, and spiritually. So when you go into that state of easy breathing, before you know it, your breaths are getting deeper and you're starting to elongate. What does elongate mean to me? That you're starting and you're breathing at a normal pattern. Then as your breath starts to get more comfortable, your body adjusts to the demand. What does that mean? That means that every chakra or major organ in your body has a meridian that supplies nutrients and oxygen to that chakra or that organ. Now, the deeper you breathe that fresh oxygen in and hold it, the greater access you give those meridians into taking oxygen to those major organs. And when they get oxygen, those major organs get oxygen, they're also getting nutrition. And that's why it's important that when you go into your meditation, you breathe comfortably. Because as you go along and you get better, you'll start breathing deeper
And your deeper breathing will lead you into a deeper state of trance. Now, what's unique about this state of trance and the difference between this state of trance and sleep is that when you sleep, you have no willpower. So your dreams literally come and go through the level of sleep, whether it's REM or deep. But in a trance, your will is active. And when your will is active, what you study to put into your subconscious, you could speak out. And when you speak out into your subconscious, it resonates. Okay, now for those of you who don't understand what resonation means, you ever hit something that was hollow and you hear it, and you can tell it's hollow, and then you hit something solid and it's like it's hitting something blunt? Well, when you hit that hollow, that resonation, well, that's how it affects your subconscious. So if you start thinking out loud in that process, okay, or speaking out loud in that process, you're allowing yourself to plant the right thing in so it manifests in your flesh the way you want it. Now, you begin to see results. As you begin to see results, you begin to breathe deeper. And you begin to learn more about breathing and how breathing enhances your meditation process. Now you're starting to elevate yourself into other levels of meditative growth, because some people think that you get to a certain level and that's it. No. You see, one of the things about meditation, when it deals with the spirit and the body, you can go as deep into meditation as you want. That's why you hear a yogi say, well, they might have meditated for 8 or 9 hours. Well, that's not beyond what is required as they grow, hit that growth process. Do you have to? Well, no, you don't. But in reality, if you wanted to, you could. You see, that's what makes universal law so unique. You can tap in it where you want to, and you can make out of it what you will so that you can achieve where and where you're trying to go. So, now, understand this process is going to require you to be opened in thought. What is open in thought? You must be able to clear your mind and think about nothing. Now, some of you are saying, oh, how do you not think about nothing? See, that's what makes peace peaceful. Okay, so now, one of the things that I've learned when I first started to clear my mind was to think of a brick wall, something that wouldn't move. Something had a beautiful picture. And then I literally focused my breathing and my time and meditation on my breathing. Then when I began to get more control, I bought in music. Now, what is music? Oh, music is unique. What I really like is acoustic music. Sometimes I just like to hear maybe a running brook with birds in the background, because now that helps me create the image that I want to see myself achieve, okay? And then me seeing myself achieve, I'm planting those things in me to help me get to that point where I can achieve those things. Many times in meditation, when you first start, it's very hard. And the reason why it's very hard is because you keep letting the fleeting thoughts in. Now, what are the fleeting thoughts? Well, you know, you sit down and you start your meditation process. And next thing you know, you're thinking, well, the kids have got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. You got to get that out of your mind. It's not unusual to think that because, you know, they got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. But you want to clear your mind so that you can find your peace. And I cannot begin to give you an understanding about how finding your peace adds so much to you. Because regardless of what you go through, once you find your peace, you don't have to adjust to the programs. You can find your peace while you're walking, because you're into walking meditation. You can find your peace while you're waiting on a bus. Or maybe you can find your peace in just sitting by. I got a beautiful place I sit up here in Italian Lake. Oh, breathtaking. And it's just a small brook. I mean, it's a pool and split by a bridge, and I walk across the bridge. And sometimes me and my wife talk. Sometimes we don't talk at all. Because she is where her place is. She wants to be at. And I'm in the place that I want to be at. We may be holding hands. We may not. But we'll just be walking. And we might be admiring the ducks or the squirrels or the rabbits. These are the things that allow us to understand what peace is. Why? Because there is only so far animals can evolve. But we're humans. We can evolve beyond our imaginations. Everything that was created first in the imagination. So when we are able to empower ourselves so that we can move beyond being disturbed by the common everyday thought, that we approach a level of peace in which now we can endure it. And your meditation may only be 15 or 20 minutes. But here's what's unique about it. As you approach those different levels, you begin to expand your meditation time. Now, we're coming up on 7 o'clock. I want to encourage you to call. Now, notice I've only spoke about the spirit. And the reason why I've only spoke about the spirit is because the spiritual nature of man in the universe of natural law is unlimited potential. But I can't really give you the effects of that if you're dealing with different sort of confines. And those confines may be whatever it is you see spirituality to be, or maybe you see religiosity to be your spirituality. But I'm not here to literally debate either or. I'm here to let you know the opportunity for you to become greater than you are, regardless of the circumstances around you are available to you. But it's going to require something of you. Every time people take a step, and they begin to feel a little more powered, and they begin to grasp the power of their meditation. The reason why they want to go deeper is because they want to understand more. No one would give a child a loaded gun, and neither would a universe. But if you elevate yourself on how to master your emotions, on how to keep the sensuality in check, and how not to let that thing that disturbs you become a destruction to you, you have met the challenge to achieve another level and get closer to the ability to tap into your spiritual power. And I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing like it in the world. Nothing. You see, even in your spiritual walk through meditation, there's going to be times where you will know it's best not to say nothing. Regardless of what you see, it's not going to make a difference in that circumstance. Well, it's 7 o'clock now, y'all. And we're going to go to a break. But when we come back out of this break, I want you to seriously write down your questions, give me a call, and let me take you to the next level. Because literally, we've talked about some things quickly that I really should elaborate more. I should elaborate more on food, the role that food plays, and how to be healthy and nutritious will allow you to bring your body into the process
Remember, I talked to you about the chakras already, and I talked to you about how they needed to be fed with nutrients and oxygen. Oh, that's another level of growth and bringing a greater degree of balance to the purpose. And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to put ourselves in a place in which nothing will disturb our peace, regardless of who or what it is. And once we're there, you will begin to see the power that you can attain by being obedient to yourself and staying focused on your truth. Because this universe was given to us. Do you hear that? It was given to us. All of these things I've discussed to you are available to you. And I've always said, I'm not here to lead you. I'm here to help you find the path. Because at there is some point where I'm going to step back. And as you begin to grow, your ancestral intuitive gene is going to open up. And your ancestral paths may take you someplace I could not begin to imagine. That's not my role. You see, in being honest with myself, I understand there is 11 laws that are natural to the spiritual nature. Am I going to teach them to you? No, absolutely not. But I'm going to take you close enough so that as you begin to operate them and they become to be exposed to you, if you pick up the phone call and say, Brother David, I have to know this one question, I can give you that answer, or I can give you an answer that will at least take you to a resource to find that answer. So this is Brother Davis coming at you, and we're due to come up on a break at any given time now. I want you to seriously take your time. Give us a call. Let us know if what we're doing is helping you, or if what we can do to answer your question will put you on a track.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's excellent. Go ahead.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis. Dave, do we get any calls yet?
No, not yet, Brother Davis. We're still good.
Okay, excellent. Now let's look a little closer at how do we achieve different levels, all right? I spoke to you about the level of peace and where peace can take you to. But what enhances your peace is as you grow, you share. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, see, most people out here who are going through something, they might not have the avenue that you have. But they might walk up to you and say, you know what? I just see look, something's happening in your life. I'd like to share that. I'd like to be a part of that. And you look at them and say, well, I'm just starting to meditate and find my truth. What do you mean, meditate and find your truth? How do you do it? How do you go about that? Well, first of all, I started meditating and looking at my nutrition. What am I eating and how is it affecting my body? And as I began to learn those things, as I meditated, those things that I was learning, I found myself in meditation thinking about and moving myself
up to another level. Well, what do you mean, thinking about or moving yourself up to another level? Well, see, when I have knowledge and I first start meditating, I have to separate my thoughts so that I don't have any. But in doing so, those things are being added to my consciousness. So when I thought, I knew what turmeric was, and then I learned what turmeric was. As I meditated and I found my peace, I didn't realize, but I started buying turmeric and I started adding it to my food. Well, did it enhance the taste? Well, some of the time it did, and sometime it didn't. I just wanted it in there because I know the power of how it heals the body. Well, do you take turmeric every day? Well, I try to do some every day because I know how healing it is to the body. And they'll say, look at you, and I'll say, well, can I do that? Oh, yeah. You know what we did now? We watched a video of a brother and his wife. They went out and bought these gel caps, and then they went to the local Indian store, and they bought some turmeric, and they made their own turmeric capsules. Oh, yeah? That's all it requires? Well, once you make the capsules, then you want to take them on a regular basis. And sometimes when you cook food, you want to add turmeric because you just know what it can do for you. And you're not even thinking about this now. Because in your meditation, in your growth process, it was a part of what you did. So therefore, this is just coming out of you. And they'll say, well, you know what? I really haven't thought about that, but what is it that you do that is different that gives you so much happiness? Because remember, I remember 4 months ago, you would sit at your desk and you would rub your knee. And you said how you had kind of had a pain in it. And I would say, well, you know, have you ever tried Bengay and everything? And then you'd sit back and laugh and say, you know what? That used to be me. That used to be me. But turmeric literally is an anti-inflammatory for the whole body. What? Oh, yeah. That's one of the many things it does. It has incredible health benefits. Now, you are articulating something that you incorporated in your daily routine. And when you went into meditation, these thoughts planted this knowledge into your subconscious. And so now this person is looking at you like you're an authority, and you're beginning to realize, I know this stuff. Well, say, well, what else does it do? Well, it helps cognitive functions, and it supports joint and muscle health, and so it doesn't deteriorate. It's a detoxin. It supports cardiovascular. So when I go to work out, I feel like, you know, it's just adding to me. It promotes a healthy mood. That's what it is. You're always in a good mood. Do you think you contribute that to turmeric? Well, I don't contribute it all to turmeric because I'm beginning to grow in other areas of food. I'm leaving the understanding of taste and I'm moving to the understanding of health and nutrition. So now I see food differently. And then you say to yourself, you know what? This is all coming back to me so easily because as I meditate, this stuff is being planted in my subconscious. And here I'm having a cross-the-table conversation with a coworker, and it's coming out of my conscious. I mean, this is empowering now. So that you get up and you walk around to the water cooler, and you start to think to yourself, you know what? I'm really growing by this process. And then one of the other people in your office walk up and say, well, what are you doing? You look like you lost some weight. And you realize, guess what? Turmeric adds to natural weight loss. And then you say, well, you know, I just changed my foods a little bit. And I might have added a few more minutes to my exercise routine, but I really haven't done much. But you see, one of the powerful things about meditation is you grow in every aspect of your life. And as you grow, it is important that those seeds that come out constantly are planted. So you go sit down at your desk and you're looking at the water, and then you say, no, let me see what kind of water this is. So you go back to the water jug and you look in the bottle of water and it says, this is glacier water. So you go back to your desk and here comes somebody walking over to you and they're drinking Aquafina? Oh yeah, they're drinking Aquafina and you're looking in at your computer and you're saying glacier water. Okay, it's fresh from the spring. It's a natural spring water and it's just bottled. Okay. And then you go down to Aquafina and you see Aquafina has, oh wow, it has fluoride. It has sodium magnesium. It has, because there are waters out there that still have this stuff in it that they sell the same way they sell good quality water. So now you are empowering yourself through the time you spent meditating. And the best part about it is that other people are beginning to see the change in you. So that night when you go back home, you sit back and you're making your dinner and you're adding a little turmeric in there and where you used to have a bigger piece of meat, now you're eating a smaller piece of meat and all of a sudden and you have a green, now you want a starch, you got a need. Next thing you know, you're beginning, you know what, do I need this? Let me look here to see what this starch does to my body. And let me see what this piece of chicken does to my body. And let me see, well, I know what the greens do. These kale is good. And I stir fried them with some mushrooms. So, okay, I'm looking at this from a balanced point of view now. Okay? And if you really want to add a little entourage to that, well, you go ahead and take a regular spring water, you know, cut a fresh onion. Well, I roll my onions so they get nice and soft. Then I cut them in half and I squeeze them into my water, right? Maybe have it over ice cube or two so it has a nice chill to it. We sit down and we banging this meal. Next thing you know, you're saying to yourself, wow, I remember where I wouldn't even meet unless I made a phone call and had it delivered. And I come in the house now, and in 15 or 20 minutes, I'm fixing myself a healthy meal, and I'm looking up, and it's only 6:30, 7 o'clock at the latest. You have changed the whole dynamic of your life. And you haven't even begun to tap in to the radiant energy that you're giving out. Because only those people outside of you are beginning to receive that energy. So when they receive it, and all of a sudden they're coming back to you for information, there's an old statement, don't always be the one that they ask the questions to. And if you are, you need to get in a group that you can ask questions. Because that's what expands you. I'm not saying leave that group. I'm saying you need to get in a group that's going to offer you an avenue so that you can grow, so that when you go back to the office and you're starting to get elevated in there and other people around you are seeing this and they're starting to get elevated in there, they're being elevated because of the seed that you planted. You see, that's what makes being balanced mentally, physically, and spiritually does. It radiates an energy that attracts people. Then you can give them just what was given to you. No more, no less. If you give them more, then they're going to come back to you to lead them. I never said my purpose is to lead you. I've always said my purpose is to help you find your path. Because your path and my path may not be the same. And I might see you in 2 or 3 months and be your student of something that you've learned. And I must be malleable or pliable to receive. So what would I look like if you came back to me as I was someone who was leading you? And then you had some positive content and I couldn't receive it because I'm supposed to be the leader. It doesn't make sense. See, that's an imbalance. So our purpose here is to live from joy to challenge to peace. Joy to challenge to peace. And if we sustain that process, we never have to worry about stress because the challenge that you are hit with will be immediately met with your peace. So that you can now think the rational way to to achieve the results you want. Put your plan together and work your plan. See, we are powerful individuals. We human beings, when we really start elevating ourselves and we begin to understand that we are born on an animal level, okay, that we elevate in a human level and we identify our divine path. Because once we identify our divine path, we elevate beyond human. Now, what does that mean? That means that the average person your age that has not understood that there is a path for them, well, then some of them may never find it. Or they will follow somebody else who tells them that they got the key. This is the key over here to your path. You just got to follow me, and we have to come together, and we have to stay together. And we, with this key, which I will give you a little bit of every week, then we will find that which we will seek, and it will save us. What is important is that we identify that we have work in that process, and that if we do the work, we don't need to be saved. We just need to be open to all of the blessings of the universe. Because you've always heard of the unseen. What is seen? What happens in the seen is also an action in this unseen. And we are tapping in to the universal forces to make way for the ideas that we are perforating in our lives so that we can achieve the result of our plan. And all of those forces begin to come to work on your behalf because you're sustaining a balance. You're following a truth and you're not letting the truth get away from you. Cause remember, you're journaling. And if you're journaling right, when that program and the truth clash and you make the decision based on what is best, based on what is good. Now remember, I originally told you what I use in my transformation process was the 42 principles of my art, because that gave me my boundaries. And the reason why I needed them boundaries is so that I know how to identify deception. I know how to identify when somebody's being sarcastic. I know when and when not to let my emotions be a part of the circumstance. Because a lot of times you may be faced with something that don't require your emotion. So it shouldn't play a role. Now, some of you are saying, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you notice a lot of our young brothers and some sisters, when they get confronted by the police department, they allow their emotion to get involved in the confrontation. Well, you're coming from two different programs. You see, when white people see black skin, the media has taught them to have an inherent fear. Is it right? No, it's not. Is it just? No, it's not. Is it human? Yes, it is. Okay? So now, the cop eases up on you and he says, you know, I stopped you. Now, thinking person is going to have their hands on the wheel and say, no, officer, I don't know why you stopped me. And I understand how I said that. They're going to have their hands on the wheel in plain sight, and they're going to be very direct. No, officer, I don't know why you stopped me. Now, a person with an attitude or an emotion could very easily say, no, man, I think you profiled. Or a sister say, you know what, don't waste my time. Just get on the process. These are the wrong keys. Because now you allow that officer's fear to kick in. You see, the whole thing we must understand that is important about being human is that we don't want to take human life. And we don't want humans to take our lives. So we must stay on our game so that at the end of this encounter, we can continue on our way and not even stress it. And the reason why I say not even stress it, because some people have a tendency to want to talk about it, and before you know it, it becomes a stress. Why me? Oh, well, why? Whoa is my time, my turn. But every time you see a cop car, you're thinking, that person ain't got no business stopping it. But that's what they do, and you know that. So that's why it's so important to keep emotion and sensuality in check. Remember I gave you the story about the young brother and the sister earlier who practice adult things, and before you know it, they had a repercussion that they were not prepared for because of emotion and sensuality. So we have to be able to separate them before we can find our peace. Because if we allow them into our peace, then we have lost control. But if we can keep them separated and be able to control them, as we go deeper into our meditation, we are more prepared to receive the universal power. Because now, if we tap into it, it will not be because of emotion. It will be because we have decided, at this point, I must activate myself on this level in order to achieve the result that I want. And that's why it is so, so important to be balanced. Okay? So, when we go into our state of meditation, and remember, meditation is something that requires, if you meditate every day, and I've done this myself, at the time, 5-10 minutes before the sun comes up, and you meditate to after the sun comes up. So we're talking 15-20 minutes at the most. That sun is going to enhance you. You know why? Because everything is starting to wake up into your system. The melanin that's been produced all night now is beginning to catch fire, and the sun that's coming through that window slowly rising, it's warming you up so that your senses and your body take its role in the natural rhythm of things. And what's important about that is that the autotonic part of your body, and that's the things you can't control, like the heartbeat. You see, those things literally are more prepared and more awake now because your meditation is printing them in the manner in which, if you need to, you can slow your heartbeat down, you can lower your blood pressure, because you're only elevating yourself in the ways of the natural harmony. Will you go beyond? You can go anywhere you want to go with it. That's the power of this body. And we are moving into some very diverse times. So I need for me to find my peace. Why? Well, just the other day I was looking at a article that said natural dials. Natural dials. And I'm reading in this article, and it talks about thousands and thousands of birds that they found someplace in the Midwest, just on the ground. I'm reading about whales being washed up on the shores of Madagascar, 40 or 50 of them. I'm reading about sardines off the coast of Peru, 400 tons of sardines washed up on the shore. These tell us there's a great imbalance. And our universe is looking towards us to tap in to what we are and utilize that energy. I know people who, when they meditate, they send the universe energy. People say, oh man, they can't do it. Yes, you can. You can send anything energy. That's what prayers allow you to do. Now, people talk about a lot of different things, and when they hear me say words like prayer, we can pray after, but prayer is always good. I don't care on what level of life you're on. I've seen it. I've seen the power of it. You don't think you should have a right to tap into that too? These are only extensions of who you are as a human being that is growing beyond their circumstance. So, We don't have a right to be selfish with anything that we don't have exclusivity over. What does that mean? How many ways can you put on your pair of pants? And how many people you know do it differently? So if you're entitled to put on a pair of pants and everybody else is entitled to put on a pair of pants and they watch you put on your pair of pants, then stop them and say, well, you've got to put yours on differently. You know what they're going to do? They're going to probably try to figure out a few different ways. And when they realize they can't, they're going to come back to the same way. That is what's called your birthright. And you're entitled to it. You're entitled to try to change it any way you want to, if it's suitable for you. I mean, you're talking to, what I do years ago, I was a silversmith, and I dealt with other silversmiths, and we would watch how each other achieved different things in their work. So yes, so I know there are other ways that you could twist metal and burn it and heat it and kneel it and pound it and bend it and twist it. Well, absolutely. Do other people have their ways? Oh yeah, some people use a heavy oven and they want to melt it all down and put it into a mold. So there are a number of ways that you can achieve a result, but you must work on the way that is suitable for you. Meditation will always open the door for you to become greater than you are. You can always take new knowledge and transplant it into your subconscious so that it can become applicable by your flesh. And your flesh will relive that knowledge on a daily basis because that is the universal way of growth. If someone didn't turn me on to these things, I couldn't turn you on to them. They didn't turn me on to the books to read and the direction to go. But of course, I had the opportunity to ask them questions and they could ask me questions. That way, they could say, well, look, maybe you might want to consider reading this book because of this person's concept of thinking is along the line of what you're talking about. And I might read that book and say, you know what, this ain't quite it, but it may open doors to other people who are offering an opportunity to choose. You know, I cannot begin to tell you how great life is, but I can't begin to tell you how many people really don't even enjoy it. And that's our purpose here. Our purpose here is to move from joy to challenge to peace. Joy.
Tell it, brother. Tell it, brother David. Sorry, that is so true. Sorry, go ahead.
But what's important is that you see yourself in that process because your challenge may be greater than my challenge. And you may not be able to see yourself getting beyond that challenge. So you'll pick up the phone and you say, you know what, Brother David, I'm going through something right now. I'm just not getting a breakthrough. And I'll ask you a simple question. Well, are you applying the bait? Oh, yeah, I'm doing my meditation. Are you focusing on your food? Yeah, I'm eating the right foods. I'm trying to keep my liquids in my system up. I'm trying to keep supplements. I keep my balance. Well, what are you reading? Well, I really haven't been doing a lot of reading. I've been just focusing. Wait a minute. Remember now. In order to grow, you must feed yourself knowledge that makes it useful in the challenge. So you may be lacking that area. So let's examine the challenge and then we'll see what's out there that will become a useful tool so that you can expand. It's out there. I'm telling you, y'all, it's out there. And here's the real powerful thing. When you activate it, it's not outside of yourself. Remember the old days when you think, oh, wow, if I could just hit that lottery at one time, it's $385 million. One time is all I need. We all been there. But now look at the people who have done that, thinking this would be all they need to make them happy. And it made them self-destructive. They were talking about just giving it away because it brought them so much evil into their lives. Everything you need when you look in the mirror is right inside that shell that you look at. and you can do anything you want with that shell and transform it or make it better, or you can neglect it and make it worse. I always get tickled when I see that weight challenge on Facebook, and I see the before picture, and I see the after picture, and I always say to myself, are they conscious people? Are they really understanding what they're doing? Some people aren't. Some people are just as animalistic as can be. I've ran across people who were 400 or 500 pounds. See them 2 years later, they're 120 pounds. One sister said to me, you know, I've been trying to get to you with you for a long time. Pardon me? She said, yeah. She said, now, I know I've changed and not what I used to be, but I think you'd like to. No, sister, wait a minute. If I gave you that impression, I'm sorry, but I never meant to give you the impression that I wanted to be anything more than a friend. Do I see your transformation? Absolutely. And I'm happy for you. But I was never trying, nor have I considered what you're thinking. So if we let this go right now, I'll never mention it. And if you never mention it, I'll be happy about it. But if you try to go any further with this, I may have to hurt your feelings and put you in a mental place that you don't want to be. Because some people can deal with hurt feelings and some people cannot. So rather than do that and understand that's how you sustain your balance, I don't want to hurt nobody. So if you have the wrong impression of me, I will gladly tell you. But if you don't, and all you want to do is just hang out a little bit and you want to show yourself, oh, I ain't got a problem with that. Because I'm going to tell you, I go to outdoor festivals, I go to flea markets. And you want to hang out with me and my wife, that's fine. Because in doing so, you're going to learn more about me. You're going to learn more about her. And you're also going to learn more about my wife. And I have seen people transform. And you know what? How do y'all just click like that? Well, we listen to each other, first of all. And second of all, we help each other. That way, if it's not a good time, she'll look at me and say, hey, baby, not a good time. Okay. I'm not offended. And sometimes she ease up on me and say, you know, I think she's a little bit too attached to you. So what do you mean? Well, I think that she's becoming a little bit more involved in you than you're perceiving because she's a woman. Now, I didn't pick up on it. But my wife did, because she's a woman. And, you know, one of the unique things about that is that when women break down that barrier, they could talk about it. Oh, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. When my wife, I remember my wife saying this lady, she said, you know what? This woman, who's been a longtime friend of yours, has a crush on you. And understand this, she's looking at you to see where this is going to go to. I said, oh, baby, are you serious? She said, yes, she is. That very same woman hung out with us last weekend. And her and Erica is the best of friends. And I'm saying, wait a minute. I grew up with her. What would y'all so chummy for? She looked at me and said, you know, I just love your wife. So you never know where things are going to go. And to this day, me and her are good friends. And the best part about that, so is her and my wife. So when she sees me and she comes up and she gives me a hug and a kiss on the cheek, my wife is not offended by that. Because she knows our relationship. And I have done that to her. And she doesn't have a significant other right now, but she's a RN, you know, in those emergency room RNs. They ain't never got no free time. Got all the resources in the world, but never had any free time. Matter of fact, when we're together most of the time, we talk about holistics. Because my wife has an in-depth background about holistic medicine. And she has an in-depth background about emergency things. So when they get to clicking and talking about medical, sometimes I walk away and leave them because I get lost in the lingo. But that's the nature. That's the nature of relationships. But that is also the power of peace. And we have to understand when we can always return to the peace, we can return to the peace in any circumstance. Any circumstance. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, you know, it's not easy, but it's available to you. We got to be honest with ourselves in every circumstance, always. So you should have the law, a ledger every day. But sometimes I confront truths, and it's just hard for me. Why do I say it's hard for me when I know that I have peace? It's because sometimes I can't identify as clearly as someone else can identify. So it may be hard for me. Okay? Right now I got to think about, I don't want to take no medicines. None. If I can't do it naturally, I won't do it at all. So how do I avoid getting sick? I take colloidal silver every day. Every day. And I don't take it like it's a routine. I just spray it in my mouth to keep on getting. That's just a part of my day. When I get up in the morning, I give myself a little spray, go to the bathroom, start preparing for my day, come out, meditate, read. My wife wakes up, we might have coffee. If we're on the road, we definitely have coffee because we're changing shifts. But it's the nature of how, where, and what you're trying to achieve. And the best part about it is that we can share our joys. We can share our joys almost anywhere and not be offended if the person or the environment we're in does not understand. That's fine. Because like I said, once you have peace, you can have it anywhere, anytime, any circumstances. Any circumstances. So I'm trying to keep from going into the other area. Because when you don't have peace in a confrontation situation, your body goes to an entirely different transition. Absolutely. Your body starts building up those things you need for those areas of confrontation. So what if this confrontation is going to get physical? Well, your body's building up the things for that physical confrontation. If it's mental confrontation, your body is changing that dynamic so that you can progress in that mental confrontation. And these things are done not by your control. That is so important that you understand that. These things are done autotonic because your body is sending, your mind is sending your body messages that this may happen. And if it does, your body is going through a preparation process so that you can achieve what it is you're trying to do, whether it's get in the confrontation or get out. But if you just look and say, you know what, man, excuse me, I'm not the one to walk away. Some people don't like that. But in reality, they may learn something from that experience. And what you doing walking away from me, man? I'm trying to find my peace. I'm not looking for you. I'm not looking for confrontation. I'm not looking to even be here now. So I'm leaving. We must learn how to have order in our lives so that we can restore our lives. And that is so important to understand. Every day offers you an opportunity to go berserk. But when you can find peace, there's no reason to go berserk. When you can control your emotions, there's no reason to get upset. And when you identify that thing that you can change and that thing you cannot change, it even gets better. It even gets better because you can step back and say, okay. Or you can say, wait, let's try this. And move that whole circumstance in a different direction. It gets better. So I'm hoping, once again, to receive some phone calls. I could give you all some philosophical knowledge on this, but I really don't want to give you philosophical knowledge on this because it comes from the level on which my personal growth is. And I do a certain degree of studying that literally allows me to find comfort and to be able to compare. Now, what is that? I'm comparing how I was to how I am, utilizing the tools that allow me the understanding and to develop my brain and intelligence so that they can become formative in any circumstance. And understand how I said that, because if you don't, and confrontation is coming, your body's kicking in and you've all felt it, whether you noticed it or not, where all of a sudden you can feel that stress going up your arm and you know that confrontation's coming closer and your body's starting to adjust. Before you know it, your muscles are starting to flex beyond your control because you know, push come to shove, you're going to need And that muscle flexor may not be your arm muscle. That may be your leg muscle, because you know, I'm break out of here. But it doesn't make a difference. You are sending your body messages to disturb your peace. We don't want to disturb our peace. We want our radiant energy to change the dynamic to a level in which we can control and then operate in a plan in which we can find resolve. And we all do it. We just don't know it. So I'm telling you, as you grow through meditation, you'll know it. You'll see it. You'll operate in it. And you'll be tempted to use it on some people. And understand how I said that. Because remember now, we are all equal. But when you cross the line into manipulation, then you cross the line into cause and effect. And if you make the wrong cause, you're going to get negative effect. I know I'm giving a lot of information, and I'm not giving you the balance of it. When I say I'm not giving you the balance of it, I'm telling you there are things out there you can go out and read, and all this stuff is going to come into play. I didn't tell you that your body works according to the solar system. I didn't tell you that the summer equinox and the fall equinox and the spring equinox represent something. The summer solstice and the winter solstice represent something. And it has directly to do with your physical body, because we are living things just like every other living thing goes through seasons due to the weather. So do we. But if you don't identify with that, I really shouldn't be opening that door until you can find the resource to bring clarity to that. And when is the equinox? Because the equinox changes depending on the part of the hemisphere that you're in. You see, one of the unique things that I have learned is that when I plant things in my subconscious and it comes out of my conscious, meaning coming out in my daily activity, in through my flesh, it also comes out in my words. So you're literally sending words into your subconscious that comes out of your flesh, but the knowledge of that you send into your subconscious turns into words out of your mouth. So the teaching process is simple. You just have to get over the challenges. Challenge yourself to learn more about food. Challenge yourself to meditate every day. Then when you meet that challenge, challenge yourself to set back and examine what you do and what you don't want in your food. I'm going to tell you, I was reading the other day, once again, you realize on Facebook when they said that they had 1 million pounds of rat meat that people were eating as boneless chicken? Do you realize how happy I was I don't eat meat? I'm sitting back there, okay, that don't concern me. But I'm trying to point out, we live in the most deceptive time in the trilogy of time, because they're using technologies against us every day. If we cannot find that place of peace, we will jump from program to program to program and look up, and we will be exhausted, we will be stressed, we will be sick. And the reason being is because you're trying to do something that is unnatural. But when you get into the natural flow and your mojo get to working and your body's in rhythm and the vibrations that you're sending out keep you balanced, when you move through your day, there'll be times where you just got to be quiet. And the reason why is because you're going to see people that are reckless. What is reckless? Well, they'll go into a Burger King and they'll come out with 2 Whoppers, a large order of fries, and 2 large sodas. And they're thinking, I'm going to sit down and have lunch. And you're thinking, it got to be 2,000-3,000 calories there. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have to say nothing. And you can do it, because guess what? Some of the days, you're going to be sitting down in the parking. Here comes somebody sitting right beside you. Something with these big bags of things down there, and you're sitting back here. You're looking at a handful of nuts and maybe some apple pieces and some grapes. And if you're good and fortunate, then you probably got some trail mix in your pocket or something, or maybe a granola bar and a big jug of water. And this guy sits down there with his 44 ounces or whatever it is he's got, which is basically all sugar water. And then he busts out and puts this big, large order of fries and spreads salt all over him and ketchup all over him. And you're thinking his high blood pressure got to be going through the roof. And he's unwrapping that burger and he's looking at you saying, hey, well, how are you today? Well, you still got to compensate, brother, because you are human. One's no better than the other. Which is some are more informed than others. And if you're fortunate, and the guy said it over, he said, man, you eating rabbit food. Well, so I guess you could say it's rabbit food, but it's a whole lot more experience in my bowl. Well, what do you mean experience in your bowl? I got this here. Ain't no more experience than that Big Mac. Okay, well, what can you tell me about that Mac? Well, what you mean? What can I tell you? Well, I could tell you that the apples, they have vitamin A and vitamin D. The grapes, they have resveratrol, which is a natural nutrient that grows in grapes. And the nuts, they give you fortified starch and protein. And what are you eating? Well, I got this here thing here. Wait a minute, I got the nutritional thing here on the bag. It says this Big Mac is 700 calories, and it's 34 grams of saturated fat, but it sure tastes good. Oh, so you know that that's not the best thing for you, but it tastes good. You see how conversations, how that knowledge just starts to pour out. Before you know it, you might sit down there next year sometime, and that brother come and sit beside you and say, hey, man, how you doing? And he'd be 40, 50 pounds thinner. You know what conversation that we had, man? That put me on a path to learning about food. And I realized something, that you was eating healthier than I was, and I'm sitting there with two Big Macs. Oh, yeah? Well, what you eating today? Well, I stopped over here and picked me up a kale salad. And I got me some dill pickles in here and a nice bottle of water. I ain't got rid of all my bad habits. Oh, why you say that? You know, I still got a couple pieces of sugarless candy in here. You know, just to take the sweetness off. Brother, you radiate energy. Sister, your knowledge is empowering. We cannot let the universe go without our contribution. That's why peace is so, so important. Now, I was hoping to get some phone calls because I'm going to tell you, I have some friends I've been telling about the show, and I know they're listening. And I'm trying to get people to understand that this is not me for me. This is me.
So today, you have a phone call.
Excellent. Bring him up. Bring him up.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother David?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Ross. Greetings to you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. This is Ross. I think tonight's discussion was very profound. I was listening on the way home on the train, and what you were saying when you were talking about truth and honesty and the kind of stress that it creates made me think of something that I just read in a book recently, and I just want to touch on that and maybe have you elaborate on it. It's a very brief thing, but it says, in African tradition, speech, deriving its creative and operative power from the sacred, is in direct relation with the maintenance or rupture of harmony in man and the world around him. That is why most traditional oral societies consider lying as an actual moral leprosy. In traditional Africa, the man who breaks his word kills a civil, religious, and occult person. He cuts himself off from himself and from society. Better for him to die than to go on living, both for himself and his family. When a man thinks one thing and says another, he cuts himself off from himself. He breaks the sacred unity, the reflection of cosmic unity, creating discord in and around him. And I thought about that particular paragraph because we live in a system, in a world that is dominated by white supremacy, and one of the main operating systems is deception and not being truthful, first with oneself and of course with everyone else. And I just wanted you to speak to that, just that whole concept, based on that paragraph that I read. Thank you.
Not a problem, my brother. And I would tell you, thank you very much for your call. Because, see, these type of calls open the door for me to go into other areas. First, when you deal with the aspect of being, you're talking about self. And in talking about self, we are building up ourselves as a contributing part of that environment around us. So if you live in an environment of deception, when you come across with truth, then that truth permeates as the largest seed. Why? Because you are actually living your word. And when you live your word, you bring that truth to life. And the best part about that is that it generates an energy. And that energy that it generates allows people who identify your truth as you spoke it and see you live it in your life, become more attached to the fact that you're the type of person they would want to be around rather than someone who's going to give them a story that has no substance. Now, the perfect example in America, they have what is called the excuse. And this excuse, hey, people use it for everything. Well, I don't feel like going to work today. I got a cold, so I'm calling off. But what they don't tell you is that excuse is the doorway to you burying yourself into a lie. So therefore, when you call your work again at a later date, then somebody's going to be in there and say, yeah, I heard that before. And you become devoid of energy in that matter. Okay? So you compose energy matter in that circumstance with those people that really are beginning to be the person you are instead of who you should be. And understand how I say that, because there was a choice in there. You chose to make that your excuse when you could have chose to just go to work and meet the challenge. And sometimes, remember I said earlier, meeting challenges can be hard if you are not prepared and centered on self and spirit and rather than self, than spirit and not self. Because see, not self is when you make that excuse. You're operating in something that is really not you. Okay? So, brother, I'm going to tell you, the situation that you read is exactly what I spoke about earlier. And understand this, that the more you focus on bringing your truth to the forefront, regardless of whatever it is, and living within the confines of that, you are operating in the natural universal law of growing in power. And as you grow in power, you begin to develop a greater you in yourself than the shadow that people see. I always say when I talk on here about my grandchildren, my shadow is so much greater than my size because of the images I give them of what should be expected of me. And how do I do that? When we go to a store, I'll say, you can have one anything you want. Well, they're running around the store saying, one anything I want. Well, what'd they want? $1, $1.50? You see what I'm saying? But to them, it's one of anything I want. So I create that shadow. When I go to their house, I do this certain call. And before you know, my daughter will say, them kids hear that. They'll be up. They'll make a difference. What they do and they react. That's creating a shadow greater than yourself. That's what we're doing when we are truthful to our word in our environment. We're coming to the end of the show, brother. I want to thank you very much again for that phone call. And I'm looking forward to next Wednesday, in which we can get down deeper into another aspect of moving from understanding how to bring truth to life in our lives and controlling our emotions and our sensuality so that we can endure a greater length of peace, because that is where our joy is. Okay, Dave, back to you, man.
Wait a minute. Brother Davis, I just want to, once again, thank you so much. Creating a shadow. Oh, man, I love that. And that is something that, you know, all of us as fathers, as grandparents, and as uncles, and just as just people, you want to create that shadow at work. You want to create that shadow with the people that you pass on the street. That is so true. And I really wanted to expand on that, but because of time, we're going to be running out. But Brother Davis, man, and I wanted to, Brother Davis, also great caller. Thank you, Brother Rock. Great as always, man. We got to talk to you a little bit more. But you know, one of the great things that I love that you talked about earlier was the importance of your meditation and how it could change everything for you. And I want, hopefully we can, and I know we will, I hope we catch what was really being said, because we can determine not only the brain can actually, and your meditation can change your physical condition as far as illnesses and everything else, but it can also change the energy around you to where now you change the environment that you may happen to find yourself in, or the environment that happens to make itself present around you, and you can change it. And that's so, so powerful. So, Brother Davis, as always, thank you so much. Everyone, that is going to be today's show. Got to hurry up because New Abolition Radio is coming on right after this. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God willing. Peace.
Peace and blessings.
It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.